December 24th, 1944. Dearest Pop, it's Christmas Eve, well, rather Christmas morning now, and once again you aren't with us to enjoy it. But our day is coming, and I hope not too far away. I haven't written for a week or so, and I'm sorry because I know I should have. I got all my Christmas shopping done the first of the week. Every night last week we had a party. Monday night we had a style show, and everyone that came had to bring an article of food so we could make up poor baskets. Naturally, your sweet little daughter was in it. Tuesday night was a school party. We got soap from the nuns and had a wonderful time. Wednesday was our house party. We drew names in the house and in our room. I got a pretty blue bath mitt and shower cap from Thursa and a box of Yankee Clover dusting powder. Thursday night was our class party, and we really had a time at that. Friday was free, but the kids dragged me off to a show. Saturday I worked 6 to 2, and at 4:30 I left on the bus to come home. I have to go back tomorrow, a short stay, but worth it. Today was my day off, and I work 4 to 11 tomorrow. We're going back with Father Al, so we don't have to leave until 11, so we're happy. Mary Gengel, Mary Gallagher, and I got home, but Teresa couldn't make it as she's on call in surgery. We opened our presents tonight, and Santa Claus was good as usual. I'll try and tell all I got. A pretty pale blue bathrobe with red flowers in it, blue bedroom slippers to go with it, a skirt Shirley made for me, real cute, stationery and soap, about 5 or 6 boxes, I guess they thought I was dirty, shampoo, anklets, nail polish, that's 2 of those, a white blouse, perfumes, and some other little things. Oh, yes, and as I was leaving to get on the bus yesterday, the florist brought me a dozen yellow roses from Barney. He's in the States and supposed to be here, but haven't heard from him. I guess he still loves me. I wore my winter cadet uniform home, and everyone just loves it. We went to church at our church tonight. Was going to go to Midnight Mass, but Dale Hitzler came by, so we went to ours. Stan Evers came up in the bus with us, and so we had lots of fun. We very nearly froze to death, and the bus broke down and everything, but we finally made it, and were very tired. Tony Gengel came to Travers for us. I hope you're safe, and you don't have too bad a Christmas. I thought about you all day today and wished you and all the rest were home, but I guess it'll be a while before that happens. I'm praying for you and all the rest. Tell Mac all the news that interests him, and I'll write him as soon as I get back. God bless you and keep you from harm, as ever loved, Barb. P.S. I sent your present the other day. Let me know when you get it. It's my picture, and I sent Mac one too. Good night, or should I say good morning?